beautiful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Welcome to the Road Rage, live from Twin Peaks, coming out with us this afternoon and this evening. The food is unbelievable. The deals are incredible. It's Sweetheart Week. It's only here for two more days. It is today and tomorrow. Their specials are incredible. Saturday, February 22nd, they'll have the Wilder Fury fight. They have new bourbons on the menu. They have a new signature drink menu. Tonight for $2.97, you get 22-ounce butter Bud Light, $5 Crown and Coke. And I'm telling you, the food's the biggest surprise of the whole thing. And they update the menu all the time. They have a new smoke section, includes brisket and chicken. It's just absolutely incredible. So come try it. You'll thank me later. And I'm going to tell you about what I tried last week when I left, which is the greatest thing in history. I'll save that for a little bit later. Let me get to Joe Ramona in a minute. I'm gonna revisit a story we talked about a long time ago, because there are some things happening in that story now. If you like to be outraged, you'll love this story, and we'll all hope for the same ending in this deal. Northern Tennessee, Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Mark?
Hey, Joe, appreciate you getting in.
I was going to talk some, I know we still have the month of February and some tournament, conference tournaments, but as far as, let's just say South Carolina wins 21 games, do you think that puts them in? Or does
I do.
It matter?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, as of now, I do. I mean, things are subject to change, but yeah, I do. I think that, you know, the SEC doesn't have the top upper echelon teams, but it has a lot of competitive balance, and you're playing well, very well of late, and you're on a roll at the right time. So, yeah, I think things are looking good for South Carolina at this point.
I know we got a dicey game with Tennessee. I think we can win that. Mississippi State is tough, and LSU's tough. So we'll see what happens. But the SoCon, I talked to you a while back about this. They have three teams with 20-plus wins in that. You got Furman, UNCG, and ETSU. And in my mind, ETSU is the best out of those three. What is your opinion about them getting two teams out of that league in the tournament?
Well, I think if there's ever a year that – did we lose, Joe? I think if there's ever a year that that's going to happen, Joe, it would be this year. Because the competitive balance in college basketball, because the fact that the ACC, for example, is only guaranteed really three teams right now. So there may be those openings which exist. There are going to be more mid-major entries, I think, and mid-major entries holding significant seeds than we've ever seen before in the tournament. So, yeah, I think it's certainly a possibility. You know, obviously people lobbied for that last year. It wasn't going to happen. But this may be the year. This may be the air. In fact, just off the top of my head right now, I think it's very viable. All right, Ramona, here we go.
Okay, I'm ready. Maybe.
This goes back to a Connecticut situation that we had discussed a long time ago.
Okay.
Three female high school athletes filed a federal lawsuit Wednesday challenging Connecticut's prep sports rules that allow biological males to compete against girls, arguing that the policy robs them of competition and scholarship opportunities. The lawsuit argued that teen track athletes Selena Sewell, Chelsea Mitchell, and Alana Smith have been deprived of honors and opportunities after losing track and field races to biological males who identify as females, thanks to the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference policy allowing students to compete based on their gender identity.
I remember this.
The girls are representative by Conservative Alliance Defending Freedom, which argued the policy violates Title IX, a federal law designed to create opportunities for women in education and athletics, and reverses, quote, nearly 50 years of advances for women. Every sentence, every word there, gospel. Girls need to compete on a level playing field, said ADF legal counsel Christiana Holcomb. Forcing them to compete against boys isn't fair, shatters their dreams, destroys their athletic opportunities. Having separate boys and girls sports has always been based on biological differences, not what people believe about their gender, because those differences matter for fair competition. Tell me one word of what has been said that isn't patently obvious to anybody with an IQ over 50.
Well, so far it sounds great.
My point is, every word of that case is 100% accurate. And only in these insane states, and the problem is it's spreading out, like Connecticut, can this travesty be allowed to happen. I mean, where girls are having to compete against males and the males are winning every race. And it doesn't matter what you identify yourself as. Again, no one is denying you opportunity in the real world to advance, to have whatever job you want, to succeed. No one is denying you that. But the rights of many can't be trampled on for the rights of few when it comes to athletic endeavors and obvious biological, physical advantage. Vowing to fight the complaint was the American Civil Liberties Union, which called the legal charge a dangerous distortion of both law and science in the service of excluding trans youth from public life. That's nonsense. That's utterly laughable. No one's trying to exclude trans youth from public life. What they're trying to do is to provide fair competition based on biology, not what you claim to be. Their case, here's what they're saying, Ramona. The purpose of high school athletics is to support inclusion, build social connection and teamwork, and help all students thrive and grow. I'm going to stop right there. How are you helping the female students thrive and grow if you're taking away all their opportunities for scholarships and success? How are you helping them thrive and grow? What you're doing is you're making up a ridiculous case to the advantage of one or two individuals at the expense of an entire sex. This was said by Chase Strangio, deputy director of the ACLU LGBT and HIV Project. Efforts to undermine Title IX by claiming it doesn't apply to a subset of girls will ultimately hurt all students and comprise the work of ending the long legacy of sex discrimination in sports. The ACL also released statements from Terry Miller and Andrea Yearwood, the two transgender track and field athletes cited in the lawsuit. Hold on, it skips ahead. I have known two things for most of my life. One, I am a girl, and two, I love to run, said the Yearwood statement. There is no shortage of discrimination that I face as a young black woman who is a transgender. You're not a young black woman. You're a biological male. I'm sorry, son or daughter, whatever you want it to be. You're not. I'm sorry, you're just not. I have to wake up every day in a world where people who look like me face so many scary and unfair things. I don't deny that. I don't deny that that's true. I am certain that's true. And that's terrible, and it's unfortunate. I'm lucky to live in a state that protects my rights and have a family that supports me. This is what keeps me going. Again, I can't speak to the level of discrimination that someone in her position. I'm actually trying to be tactful right now. I can't speak to the level of real life issues that someone in her position faces. I can't. I imagine at times it's brutal. I believe that. I think in a changing world, it's not as brutal as it once was. But none of that changes the fact that you are not a female biologically. That for 18 plus years, testosterone has flowed and pumped through your body, making you a male. Listen to this, Ramona. The two transgender track athletes have won 15 women's state championships since 2017 and have taken away more than 85 opportunities to participate in higher level competitions from female track athletes in the 2017, 18, and 19 seasons alone. You tell me what part of that is fair and equitable to the girls who are competing. It's utterly absurd. Patently absurd. These girls were champions. They can't win a single event now in the state of Connecticut because the same two transgender athletes are winning every event. What part of that is equity? What part of that is fairness? What part of that is fair to the female athletes or Title IX and everything that it was supposed to mean? I don't know how this is so difficult. I don't know what makes this complex. I don't know. It's beyond absurd that in an effort to bend over backwards to protect the rights, in this case, of two individuals versus an entire subset of the population that is all of the female track athletes of age that exist in the state of Connecticut, that the rights of two are more important or worthy of protection more than the rights of however many female athletes are competing for those same titles. How on earth can that be fairness or equity? How? How does it pass any logical common sense litmus test? I'm sorry. Again, I'm not been in that situation, all right? And so I'm not going to claim to fully understand the ramifications of that, of feeling like you're lost in a different body. I get that, all right? I get that. And in real society, when it comes to jobs, etc., your rights absolutely need to be protected. But you do not and should never gain competitive advantage on a field of athletic endeavor because you have been males for all your life. You are biological males. No matter what you identify as, no matter what you believe you are, no matter what you claim to be, the fact remains you are biological males. And how you let biological males continue to win athletic endeavor events over females is beyond me. How you deprive those 17 and 18-year-old girls of their chances at championships and scholarships and further opportunity is beyond me. And you just heard the numbers. You just heard the numbers. I mean, there has to be an end to this. It's absolute madness. And they're now talking about allowing this in the Olympics as well. So the Olympic Games will soon be tainted by this same type of issue. Again, it is totally nonsensical. Texter writes, keep preaching it, Walt. Texter said there's now a 5'8 transgender vying for WNBA tryout by legal action if necessary. That's James and Anderson. Texter says, how about this, Ramona? Ramona?
I'm right here.
Texter 360 says, Walt, as a member of the LGBT community, I couldn't agree more. How about that? How about that? This, look, again, I really do sympathize with what these people who are feeling this way face in their everyday lives. I really do. And I hope they find all the success and happiness in this world they can. But that does not allow you to compete against women because you feel you are a woman. Because for 17, 18 years, you've been a male. You are males biologically. And that's why this is not complex. It's not a hard issue to understand and to do the right thing in. And fundamentally, you know, if you're so concerned with rights, and again, that's what this said. That statement by let me go back to this one second. By the deputy director of the ACLU, by Chase Strangio, this statement, the purpose of high school athletics is to support inclusion. First of all, I'm not sure that's the purpose of high school athletics. I'm not sure that's necessarily the purpose, but build social connection and teamwork. I'm buying that. And help, this is the key part of the sentence, and help all students thrive and grow. All right. Are you helping the female students who want to participate in athletic events that have been, that are female oriented? Are you helping them thrive and grow? Or are you stomping on their rights and stomping on their chance to thrive and grow? And the answer is obvious. And so at the end of the day, if this is all it comes down to, if it's really just this simple, if you are concerned about the rights of individuals, then it's this simple. You are protecting, you are wrongly protecting the right of two in this state, two individuals, and you are trampling on the rights of hundreds of similarly aged biological girls. There is no way that math works. I'm sorry, it just doesn't. Two cannot trump hundreds. It just can't. It's impossible. It's as ill-conceived a plan as has ever been put into action. And the state of Connecticut is a disgrace, and they need to wake up. And I hope against hope that these girls win all their lawsuits and they get whatever it is that they're seeking, because their rights have clearly been trampled upon. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We're live from Twin Peaks. Come see us.
If you're tired of eating fast food for lunch, stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson for their $6.95 daily lunch specials. Monday's special is mesquite chicken salad. Tuesday, enjoy a piled high barbecue sandwich. Wednesday's special is golden fried catfish sandwich with tangy tartar sauce. On Thursday, try the southern fried chicken sandwich. Friday, enjoy a cheeseburger made to order just how you like it. Daily lunch specials for only $6.95 each. Carson Steak Warehouse at 150 Beltline Boulevard in Anderson.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca is the number one stop and shop for a brand new Serta or Beautyrest mattress at the lowest prices around. Beginning February 12th through February 29th, come check out our tax season sale and save even more on all sizes. Come in and let the outlet's experienced staff guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, in the old Walmart across from Goodwill and Chick-fil-A.
There's lots to love about February. And if you like blue cheese, it just got even better. All month, get 8 mini wedges for just $25. A 37% savings available online only. Look for the Lover of Clemson and Blue Cheese Special at ClemsonBlueCheese.com. Buy it for you or gift it to a friend. It tastes so good, you'll want to spread that love around. Find it at participating Vitalos, Upstate Ingles, and local specialty food stores. Made on campus with real milk from a family farm. Learn more at ClemsonBlueCheese.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
No time to call in? Hit us up on the Health Dare text line, 864-986-1566, from The Roar.
Tip Tulip Road Rage, you want in, 654-7627. Text line's on fire about this issue, as you can imagine. Ramona, any thoughts? I didn't give you a chance to say very much there.
And now, first of all, I'd like to know, is this this lawsuit, they're in the middle of it right now? Is it just not?
Yeah.
Because we've been talking about this for a long time.
Yeah, no, the lawsuit, yeah, these articles are all over today. This article's all over the place today. And they have filed the lawsuit against the state of Connecticut. I don't know what other parties that were named in the lawsuit, but clearly they've had enough. And their rights have been trampled on now for a number of years.
Well, yeah, they're considering these two athletes before the majority is what they're doing. They're so afraid of trampling on rights of two people, they're trampling on the rights of everybody.
Well, and the sad part is that, you know, in terms of the rights of female athletes, this is what, you know, these 50 years have been about. It's what Title IX has been about. It's about, this is what all of this has been for. And now in one brief second, you're going to wipe it all away for the rights of two biological males who want to call themselves females and compete against, again, you have every right in the real world to, in school and whatever else, to have all the success that you can. But you don't have a right to gain a competitive advantage in an athletic endeavor. I don't understand how that's difficult to conceive. I don't see how this is an argument. To me, you have to be an absolute idiot or the family of one of those two people to be making this argument, or the state of Connecticut who let it all happen. I mean, it's an unthinkable injustice against an entire sex.
What they would end up doing is going to where they don't have male and female track. They would just have track, and that's why they don't have it like that. That's why they have it separated instead of just having track and having men and women compete together.
Yeah,
because
but
there's obvious differences, and now they're saying there's not.
Right, and there was a line in this that suggested that they want to continue to blur the lines. What was that line? I don't know if I'm going to be able to find this now, but there was a line in this. I don't know. There's a line here somewhere where it sort of indicates that that's what they're moving towards. The lawsuit, which names the CIAC as well as various school boards, argued that male athletes achieve records 10 to 20% higher than comparable female athletes thanks to basic physiological differences, including larger lung, hearts, bones, increased muscle mass, stronger bones, all these things, longer bones, 5-inch difference in height on average. All of these things are true. All you need to do, you know, these images were there from way back when, and it's just, it's ridiculous. It looks ridiculous. It is ridiculous to have these male athletes, again, identifying as females, competing against biological females. It looks absurd. It is absurd. The results are all going to these two male, now female athletes. They're winning every single race. All of the rights of these girls are being absolutely trampled upon. Their rights aren't being protected by anybody. Nobody cares. And again, here's the thing I don't get. I cannot conceive of for the life of me. I can understand how one idiot does anything. You know what I'm saying? It's like when I talk about exit 19B. I can understand how one idiot dreams up anything. What I can't understand is how, like, 10 other idiots on a board all agree to it. You know, that's what's even more troublesome, that it's not just that one person conceived of this, thought that this was an okay idea. It's that the one person then got 9 or 10 or 12 others to go along with them.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's absolutely pathetic. And I don't know where or how it ends. I don't know how it ends. I mean, say again?
Were the transgenders winning races on the male side? Did they compete on the male side and
no.
win races on the male side?
No.
And now they're winning all the races on the female side?
No, they weren't winning on the male side at all.
And now they're winning all
and
the
now
female?
Now they're winning every race.
Well, that should tell you it's because they're different. That should tell you right there. Now, if they competed with the women and won sometimes and, you know, not all the time or something like that, maybe. But it's obvious. It's an obvious fact.
You know, a texter said they're concerned about feelings, not rights. And I think there's something to that.
Oh,
because,
I do too.
Again, rights are always going to favor or should always favor the side of the majority where it's concerned, especially when it's an overwhelming majority here. You know, again, you're talking about, I mean, I don't know how many hundreds of female athletes there are of age competing in track and field events in the state of Connecticut. I don't know, but I know that the same two transgenders are winning every race. And so these girls who were, again, remember when we initially looked at this, the girls who were the defending state champions, they had no chance. They got buried. The girls who were the defending state champions, who were returning defending state champions, had no chance. They got buried against these two transgenders. They had no opportunity to win at all. And there's something very, very wrong with that. There just is. There's no rationale for it. There's no explanation for it. There's nothing that's about fairness or equity or doing what's right. I'm sorry there isn't. And again, if that offends somebody, that's too bad, because this is so logical that I find it almost impossible that anyone can defend the other side. I find the whole thing impossible. I find it impossible how it was ever conceived of, how it was ever implemented, how nobody had concern for Title IX or the rights of any of these girls. I just don't get it. I don't get it. The answer is no. We will do everything possible to accommodate you in every other arena. We want you to succeed. But you, as a biological male, cannot compete in athletic competition against biological females. I'm sorry, you can't. Because it's not fair to them.
Is it becoming a class action? Are they seeking other girls
I don't have enough information on that. I don't see that, so I don't know. But this is becoming a national problem. We're seeing it in other places. There's talk of it now in the Olympics, and it has to be stopped. It has to be stopped. You know, listen. If the number of transgender athletes is so significant that it needs to be weighed in consideration of trampling the rights of many, then maybe it's time to have your own events. The transgender 100 meters. The transgender 200 meters. Now, there are going to be people out there that think I'm joking about this, but look, if that's the case, then do that.
Well, if you base it on physical makeup, maybe in the end that might be what you have to do.
You can't let males run against females. Yeah. I mean, you cannot let males run against females. If you are biologically something, you know, again, for purposes of the rest of this life, all right, everything I can think of off the top of my head, for purposes of the rest of this life, you identify yourself as whatever you want, and I hope all of life works out for you. But for the purposes of athletic endeavor, you are what your biological self says you are. Period. I mean, it just seems so obvious and evident to me. Texas said, I'm amazed the coaches of these individuals are willing to put them against other females. Oh, we have an answer for that.
They want the records.
Right, that's exactly right. Yeah. Remember we tried to get that Cromwell coach on.
Well, they shut him down. They would not let him. They didn't want him doing any interviews or anything. Yeah.
Well, see, you know, and that tells you all you need to know. You know, all you need to know is encompassed in the fact that they don't let any of these Connecticut Interscholastic board members or any of these coaches who are perpetuating this thing, they don't let any of them be interviewed.
No, they didn't. No.
Right.
Like, oh, no.
Right. And that tells you all you need to know. They know it's an indefensible position. They know it. They're cowards when it comes to trying to defend their position. They realize it's indefensible, and they run and hide from having to debate it. Because we called, we tried multiple times to get them, we wanted to debate the issue with that Cromwell High coach who was all supportive of it in his statements. See, anybody can make statements. It's debating the statements that become the challenge. You know, if you go on challenge to some, you know, high school newspaper and you just make your statements one after another and they go on challenge and this is what you have to say, then basically you're a coward if you can't face questions and answers on it. And again, we tried, you know, what, that's like 3 years ago, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
Right,
yeah.
When this process started, we tried to get that knucklehead on the show, and they wouldn't allow it.
No, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't allow it. And again, that tells you all you need to know. Tells you all you need to know. Texas said this is a huge issue for combat sports. It is. It gets worse and worse and worse. And if you don't fight this, then we're going to continue going down this path. If you don't fight it now, where it exists, then we're going to move further and further down this line, and to the point where none of these events matter anymore at all. Because right now, the sprint championships, the girls' sprint championships in the state of Connecticut are completely garbage. They don't mean anything. They don't mean anything. They're being won. The girls' titles are being won by boys. Okay. I'm sorry. That's not a workable solution. All right. We have a lot of things to get to. You want to get in, 654-7627. Jim and Jay, I'm coming to you. In fact, now hold that thought. I'm coming right to you guys. I'm coming to the Jays. Jim and Jay, you guys are up next. I'm going to get right to you. Before we go to take a quick break, let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. Hey, Ramona, I'm checking the date here on the computer. Oh, it says the 13th. If it's the 13th, then tomorrow must be Valentine's Day. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me tell you something. If you think you experienced cold this winter, you're going to experience an entirely new level of chill if you don't get your lady something for Valentine's Day. I don't care what she says. She can say, no, 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 honey, don't spend any money on me. That means spend, spend, spend on me, honey. That does not mean don't spend on me. Do not listen to her. You are going to hell's doghouse if you listen to her. Trust me, when she says no, that means in terms of whether she wants a Valentine's Day gift, that means she does. And the more time she tells you not to get her anything, that means the more money she expects you to spend. So if she says it once, you could probably get by with those gas station flowers. She says it like four or five times, you better spend $75. You know, that's how it works. I have the perfect answer to keep you out of the doghouse. And it's Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's the salon that employs the leading stylist in the Southeast. This is Urban Nirvana. And here's the best part. I know you're out of time, but you're not. You just don't know it. Go to urbannirvana.com. Print off your gift certificate right off your computer. You don't have to leave the house. She's going to love you. It's a win-win. Do it right now while we're talking. You'll thank me later. All right, quick break. Jim, Jay, Mike, as soon as we get back, coming right to you live from Twin Peaks.
Hey, Tiger fans, our spring sports are in full swing, and it's a great time to be in Clemson. To help you plan your next trip to Tigertown, be sure and hop online and check out ClemsonTigers.com. You can purchase tickets, find up-to-date schedules, and promotional information. So whether it's baseball, softball, tennis, rowing, golf, or track and field, we have you covered on ClemsonTigers.com. And look forward to seeing you in Clemson this spring. Go Tigers!
Don't just trust anyone with your vehicle. First Class Halt Techs have over 175 years experience. Factory equipment, 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, and free shuttle service. Friendly service in two locations, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson, and Roper Mountain Road, Greenville. FirstClassHalt.com.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Foundation problems start small but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca is the number one stop and shop for a brand new Serta or Beautyrest mattress at the lowest prices around. Beginning February 12th through February 29th, come check out our tax season sale and save even more on all sizes. Come in and let the outlet's experienced staff guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, in the old Walmart across from Goodwill and Chick-fil-A.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
At The Health Dare, we only care about one kind of fat, belly fat. It increases the risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, anxiety, and depression. Inches on your belly can be years on your life. It's not worth ignoring, so call The Health Dare. We specialize in blasting belly fat, and at The Health Dare, the second person is always free because we won't let you do this alone. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
We're already 1 month into 2020, and if you're ready to tackle your fitness goals, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is running their Pay the Date special all month long. If you join on February the 10th, you pay just $10. If you wait and join on the 22nd, you'll pay $22. Enjoy custom fitness plans, beast mode group training, swimming, and more. There's even child watch for the kids. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. It's a community of people who care. Learn more online at pcymca.net.
The greatest interviews, the most sought-after guests. It's all on The Roar.
Waltip Tulip Road Rage, we're back live from Twin Peaks. Again, 28-degree draft beer, beautiful women, incredible food. I'm going to be telling you more about their specials in a little bit. It is Sweetheart Day. Tomorrow will be Sweetheart Day as well. And Robbie wants me to tell you, girls out there, Twin Peaks is hiring. Twin Peaks hiring, looking for more girls. So come on out and apply. By the way, Ramona, a bearded gentleman sitting over here asked if he could apply, saying he identifies as a Twin Peaks girl.
Yeah.
I'm guessing no, but you know, you never know.
Well, no, if he could bring in money.
Probably in Connecticut.
Probably in Connecticut.
Yeah.
He might have to shave his beard.
He may be a little past his Twin Peaks prime as well. all right. Let's get to the calls. And did you have something else you wanted to say?
No, I think I was done with those people.
But by the way, again, I'm off next week. So today's my last day until February 24th. So you want to speak to me, you got a little bit of time to do it. And the reason we're playing Rolling Stones music all day on the rejoins is because later today, I'm going to give away the final two pairs of tickets to the Rolling Stones event in Charlotte on July 1st. Now, again, you're not actually going to get the physical tickets today. We're going to take your information because we don't have the tickets yet. The event's not until July 1st. We take your information. You're going to have to be on site to win today. You have to be on site here later today when I give these ticket opportunities away. All right, to the phones. It is Jim, Jay, and Mike. Jim, how are you?
Doing okay, Walt. How you doing today?
Good, Jim. Appreciate you getting in.
Thanks. Earlier, you were describing this situation as protecting the rights of these transgendered individuals. And I can understand that to the extent which, a fool's right to his folly is protected, so long as he's not breaking the law or impeding on anyone else's rights, that's okay. But in this particular case, I think really what's happening here is you've got people that are presuming a privilege based on an outrageous and ridiculous assumption that a male can just decide one day to be a female and thus all of a sudden be entitled to all the benefits and the inclusion of things that are normally and logically and rightly reserved for females. And the same goes for the opposite way. This isn't gender specific. You can go either way. But I just, at this point, I don't think it's anything about rights. It's madness. It's pure team madness. And I can't understand why more people, regardless of where it is, whether it's Connecticut or South Carolina or Florida or California, why aren't more regular, normal people standing up and saying, this is enough?
Yeah, I think that's it, Jim. And if you don't take a stand on these issues when and where you see them, then they go unfettered and they grow and they multiply and it becomes a bigger and bigger issue until it becomes completely accepted as the norm across the board, which is what will happen if people don't stand up to this. And again, I'm glad these girls are standing up for their own opportunity because, again, their opportunities are being denied them. And these are opportunities that were protected for them by Title IX. And again, which so much positive movement has been made on in recent years and decades. And we're going to throw that all away because that's what it seems like we're engaged in. I think you hit it perfectly, Jim. It's well done.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jim. Let me get to Jay and Mike. Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good, Walt. How are you?
Good, Jay. Appreciate you getting in.
I could probably talk for hours on this. This all started with Bruce. Whenever he lost his mind and became Caitlin years ago is where this whole thing generated from. But if you go back and look, when you mentioned about how does one person convince all these other people to do things, there's one person on a school board that got voted in. That person knows that if he doesn't go towards what's going to keep him more votes, that's how you convince the other 11 people because they want to maintain those seats on those school boards. So, and it all happens behind closed doors. We just recently moved up here and we came from a school district in South Carolina. Anytime that there is something that they won't pass that they know will get pushed back, it happens behind closed doors and it only comes out in a press release once it's been approved. That's how you get the one to approve 12.
But Jay, if the other 11 are buying into that agreement, then either the entire state is so totally warped in their thinking, or they're just not being presented with the right information. They haven't considered it logically. Because again, this is a simple litmus test. I don't think this is a difficult thing to.
Well, how many times has anything politically ever made sense logically? That's the other side of this. They know where the pushback is going to come from, and they don't want to lose their money. Especially if you got the ACLU that's tied into this stuff. That's where all of this pushback, they know that they'll get filed with lawsuits, and it'll just cost millions and millions of dollars. They would just rather say, here, take your track. But the other part of it is, how many genetic females transgender to men and go play in women's sports? Zero. It's always a man that can't achieve his level as a man that will transgender to a female to be in these track meets or weightlifting or whatever it is. They can't cut it where they're at. They want to be elite, so then they transition to something else so they can be number one. That's where it's all boiling down to. It's happening in women. Nothing's affecting the men's sport. And it's only going to get brought up whenever people have their children get affected, just like these parents. These parents probably never thought it would happen to them. Everybody's been quiet now that their kids are losing races that they've competed their whole life for. Now people are getting ticked off and saying something.
Jay, thank you. Appreciate the call. Yeah, you know, look, I think there's something to that. I don't want to say it's completely one way because I don't know that to be true. But I do think clearly it's an issue. And I do think that, you know, it may be that Jay is onto something with no one acts until it hits home. No one acts until it's your daughter who gets screwed over, you know, and when that happens, when it hits home, then you suddenly care enough about the issue to fight it. But, you know, look, the very first time I saw this, remember, Marona, when we first saw this, I don't know, this goes back 4 years, whatever, in Connecticut, the first time it happened, it was with this one transgender athlete. And then the following year, it happened again, except now it was two transgender athletes. And they were both winning every one of these events. And so clearly there was something very, very wrong in the state. And we tried to, like I said, when we see these kind of things, I try and get these people on. I want them to come on and face questions. I want to be able to get at them. But unfortunately, these people are, in almost every case, they don't want to face any questions. They know these positions are not defensible. And so they make their rulings and they move on and they don't answer to it. You know, look, at some point, I don't care who you are or what you do. At some point, everybody is accountable or should be. And if you're not accountable, that's part of the problem. And maybe these individuals aren't accountable because I don't know how they've managed to take this thing as far as they have. And I hope, again, I hope against hope these girls win this lawsuit and the state of Connecticut and the Scholastic Organization Connecticut. I hope they get hammered. I hope they get absolutely trounced, hammered with whatever it is they're seeking and more. Mike, how are you?
Pretty good, Walt. I'd like to make two comments and leave it with you.
Yeah.
First, I think we got a case of political correctness gone amok. And an example, I saw an HIV medication ad the other day, and it said, do not use if you weren't assigned male as your sex. Why couldn't they just say, if you're not biologically male? We can't use that word anymore.
Mike, let me stop you because I saw the same ad the other night, I think, or a version of it, and the last line of it was, if you were assigned, don't use if you were assigned female at birth because the medicine has not yet been tested on you. Assigned female at birth? No, I'm pretty sure that gets chosen for you.
Yeah, like it's just ridiculous. And the other thing, the East Germans, when they
not in an, I don't mean. By the way, I don't mean by somebody who assigned it to you after either, like you know, like a homework assignment. No,
it's crazy. And then the East Germans in the Olympics years ago were loading up on male hormones, and they got it reversed years later. But those girls. You want that glory when you cross the finish line. You wait 10 years, it's lost its magic, don't you think? I mean, they need to get this straightened out as soon as possible.
Agreed, Mike.
A lot of girls that have been cheated.
Yep.
Anyway, that's my comment. Thank you, Walt.
Thank you, Mike, as always. By the way, on my Twitter feed, Dave writes, what happens if LeBron James decides to identify as a woman? Are we going to be okay with that as a society? The WNBA would be his. He'd finally win every championship. This high school situation in Connecticut, Dave says, is absurd. Well, I mean, that's what's happening. I mean, you know, this example of what if LeBron James suddenly declares himself to be a woman, that's what is happening. I mean, not at that level with that particular individual, but in terms of high school track and field in Connecticut, this is exactly what's going on. Exactly. Male athletes are deciding to be, are saying they are female, and they're being allowed to win female athletic events. And again, it's unthinkable. It's wrong. And I think, you know, Ramona, every single person who has responded to this has agreed.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's because it's the majority.
It's just common sense.
The majority, not the minority, and we'll be fine.
Right. I mean, absolutely common sense. All right. Carolina James and Dre, I'm going to get to you. Just give me a minute. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. We started with 118 residences. You know, Rona, we need to get an update from Taj or Leighton or somebody and find out exactly where we are because I may be telling people that there are opportunities that don't exist anymore. You know, again, 118 residences when we began. The last I knew, which was a couple weeks ago, we were down to two to three two-bedroom, and two to three three-bedroom units, and then perhaps a couple handfuls of single units. And that's what we were left with. And so I don't know what the status of the two and three bedroom units are right now, but I do know this. You're at the end of the process. And if you're interested, there are still choice units, but you must act now. We are in the final minute of the game, if this is a sporting event. We are at the end. This is heaven sent. If you're a Clemson fan, it can't get any better. You're on the lake. Lakefront property goes up in value constantly. You have view of the stadium. It's like a self-contained city, a farm-to-table restaurant, meeting room, pool, hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, even a small-scale Jimmy Garoppolo football field for families to enjoy. This is Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. Go see Taj Boyd, 906 Tiger Boulevard, while there's still time. Also, before we get a break, let me tell you about the mattress outlet in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose in the old Walmart building. It just doesn't get better. If you're suffering, if your neck hurts every morning or your back hurts, I know who you are. And you're thinking to yourself, well, you have other things that your family needs to spend money on. Look, sleep impacts every element of your life, including your health and well-being. You can't afford to miss out on sleep, so don't. Start getting a better night's sleep. And what you don't realize is how eminently affordable it is. You're just going to the wrong places. You're looking in the wrong places. Look, we had a gentleman write us the other day who said he saved $1,700 at the mattress outlet. You will save enormously as well. Look, they have professionals in-house. They'll guide you to find the exact right mattress for you with 13,000 choices. And then you're going to pay. It's up to 75% off every single day. You know, other people talk about mattress sales. They talk about prices. Forget it. They can't come close. That's a fact. No one in the upstate of South Carolina can even approach the prices at the mattress outlet in Seneca. So don't get it twisted or be confused. Get to the mattress outlet in Seneca. Start enjoying a better night's sleep. You'll thank me later. All right, we're live at Twin Peaks. Come hang out with us this afternoon, this evening. A little later, Rolling Stone tickets giveaway. Carolina James and Dre, I'm coming to you on the other side.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey Tigers, this is Lake Cubbage with Lakeside Lodge Clemson, the area's first luxury condo hotel. And we can't wait to open our doors to you. Lakeside Lodge isn't just another hotel, and it's not just another lake house. It's the best of both worlds, top-of-the-line amenities like a pool, restaurant, and lounge with housekeeping and maintenance to make ownership easy. Visit our